Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. I'm so glad you guys are here. We are continuing your Most Abundant Holidays email series, and today we are looking at the movie Elf. I wanted to talk a little bit about the abundance journey of this movie. And we start first with a clip with Leon. And Leon is the snowman talking to Buddy, and Buddy's all upset because he's run from finding out that, like, he's not actually an elf and he's a human, and he's feeling very sad and confused and frustrated, and he doesn't really know what to do. So he comes to Leon and he starts to talk to him, and Leon says, wow, this is actually a really great opportunity for you to find out who you truly are. You get to have this opportunity to go to New York City and find out where you come from and who you are. So that's the beginning of Buddy's journey. And then we have a clip about how he's met Jovi, and she says something about the fact that she can sing, right? Because he heard her sing in the shower. And so now they're talking about it. Like, why were you in the shower? You know, like, why were you listening to me sing while I was in the shower? And Buddy is like, oh, you know, you have a beautiful singing voice. It's so great. You should sing anytime, any place, anywhere. And you can do that because you have such a beautiful voice. And she's like, I don't think so. There's a huge difference between singing in the shower and singing in front of people. And then he's like, no, there's not. Watch, I can do it right now. If you can sing, you can sing anywhere. And then he goes, he sings in the store, and it's hilarious and it's adorable. And then our third clip is the ending where the narrator, which is Papa Elf, comes in and he says, so with the help of others, Buddy saves Christmas, but he also says his spirit saves a lot of other people, literally everyone that was involved in the story. He saved them too. And then it goes into kind of this little montage of Jovi at the piano while Walter is playing the piano, and she's singing in front of everyone. And we also saw her sing Christmas carols to spread Christmas cheer, right? And so she is overcome who she was and all the nervousness that came with singing for her. And so now she's just singing all the time and enjoying it and loving it. And then it focuses on Walter, and it says Walter opened up his own independent publishing company because of Buddy. And then lastly, it goes to Papa Elf, and we see that Buddy is coming home to visit Papa Elf, and now he and Jovi have made a sweet little baby girl named Susie. And I don't know if you caught this or not, but his mom's name was Susan Wells. And you see that Buddy feels like now he knows who he truly is and that he belongs. Not only does he belong as a human, but he belongs in the elf world as well. And it gives such joy and love to Papa Elf, because when he was telling Buddy about his real parents, there was this moment where he was allowing Buddy to leave him and setting him free and kind of letting it go and hoping that he would come back to him and visit, but really wanted the best for Buddy. So in every way, in all these people's stories, by Buddy being who he truly is, he has allowed everyone else to fully be who they are and who they have been kind of holding back themselves from being, because Buddy was always himself. Even though he felt like he wasn't sure where he belonged, he was always himself. I mean, from being so adorably dorky and silly and trying new things and just being a presence for other people, and to stay in that vibration of who he really was and not allowing this new world of New York City to damper who he is, because you see that joy and that humor throughout the whole story. And when we do that, when we are authentically ourselves in every situation, including the holidays, when we know who we are and we allow ourselves to be the best versions of ourselves, the truest versions of ourselves, we too invite others to be their best versions of their selves. We hold the vibration of who we are and we invite them to come into who they truly are. We are presence that says, I love you no matter what. And because I can love myself, I can love you just as you are. And so again, when we go into the holidays and we're surrounded by friends and family, remember that you get to be who you truly are. And in doing so, not only is that not weird, not only is that not selfish, it is actually the most selfless thing that you can do, because it's asking others to also be in their light and in their truth and their most authentic self. And it also asks them to be in presence with you. And that's all we really truly want during the holidays, is to be present with our loved ones. And so take this abundance lesson from Buddy and know that when you are true to yourself, that you help others rise and be their most authentic selves. And isn't that everything? Isn't that all what we want all the time, holidays or not? That is true abundance. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.